the Democrats are going to win the White House in 2024 unless something dramatic happens. Unless something changes my mind, I'm going to continue to say this. I'll tell you why. Oh, Mark, we never see the president. And when we do, it's a disaster. Yep, I've said it myself as well. There's no way he's going to debate. He can't do it. There's no plan. There's no plan the Democrats have to replace Joe Biden, or they would have already done it. No, I disagree. One thing that I can guarantee is that they have a plan and that it has been implemented. And they have a backup plan for that plan. You cannot underestimate the Democratic Party. And I'll tell you why. Despite the fact that their policies have been a disaster, the way the country is, the status of the country right now, despite the fact of the border and all these horrific crimes that are being reported, despite the fact that we have prosecutors all over this country who are trying to prosecute the former president, Donald Trump, the Democratic Party are winners. They know how to play the game. All this right side of the aisle, politicking, vote on policy, vote with honor, all this other stuff, it's not going to cut it again. It never does. Not in this game. You can believe in that all you want, and I do, that you vote policy, the best policy, the lesser of two evils, all that stuff. The problem with that is that's not what wins this game. They are not looking to inform anybody about policy so that people can make an informed decision. They are not interested in the fact that Joe Biden is too old. They are not interested that Gavin Newsom has run California into the ground. They don't care if it's the best guy. They just want it to be their guy. And not only that, the voters. And I'm not just saying about the extreme left. I'm talking about the middle of the road, the moderates on the left side of the aisle. They show up to vote, and they vote their guy. No matter what. So I'm not going to underestimate them. And I think that everybody is getting way too comfortable if you are on the right side of things and you want Donald Trump to win. On top of that, you can say whatever you want about the left side. They can unite. The right side, we still have Nikki Haley in the mix. You got to ask yourself, who's she been talking to? I don't know. Why anybody would be advising her to stay in this race is beyond me. DeSantis jumped out as soon as he knew that he had no pathway to the White House in support of Mr. Trump. Democrats don't have that problem. They will all unite. They will all show up, and they will vote for their guy.